And suddenly, I realized that Pete was there beside me, under the car.
You look surprised, Hanky.
I'm shocked, Pete. I'm astounded. You could have walked Sally Mae around to the driver's side and gotten your usual pats and rubs for being a nice kitty.
I know, Hanky, but...
He turned his eyes toward heaven. Actually, towards the bottom of the car. Anyway, he lifted his gaze and heaved a sigh.
I just couldn't bear to leave you alone at such a sad time. I thought you needed someone to share your sorrow.
Boy, what do you say to that? I was at a loss for words. Had this cat undergone a complete change of attitude or what? The car door slammed shut, and Pete said,
We'd better get you out from under here, Hanky, or you'll get squashed. Quick!
Hey, good thinking. We scrambled out from under the car just as Sally Mae put it in reverse and began backing out of the driveway. We watched her for a moment. Then I turned my gaze on... Well, on my friend. Might as well go ahead and use the word. It wasn't a word I had used to describe Pete very often. Thanks, pal. I got distracted, wasn't thinking. You did me a big favor there.
Glad to do it, Hanky. I just wish...
He heaved a heavy sigh.
I only wish I could think of a way to help you heal the wound with Sally Mae.
I know, me too. But some wounds just don't heal.
If only we could think of some heroic deed.
Right, but it's too late for that, Pete. She's leaving the ranch. We watched as Sally Mae gunned the motor, spun the tires, and started up the little hill in front of the house. Suddenly, Pete's eyes sprang open.
Wait, I've got it. You could run in front of her car.
Huh? What would that do?
Well, you'd be escorting her, don't you see? Showing your care and devotion.
Yeah, but I still don't see...
You could run very slowly to keep her from slipping and sliding on the icy road. Don't forget, Loper was very concerned about that.
I ran all this information through data control. You know, Pete, I think you've got something there. It would be heroic, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
And she'd be grateful, wouldn't she?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I placed a paw on his shoulder and looked deeply into his eyes, which seemed very sincere. Great idea, pal. I think this'll do the trick. Thanks a million. I turned myself into the wind and went straight into the Launch All Dogs program. As I roared away, I heard Pete's final words of encouragement.
Don't forget, stay right in front of the car and go slow.
Got it, Pete. Thanks a bunch. And with that, I went streaking off to engage in special escort duty.